But firstly, we need to find some winners at Geelong today. We're on the all-weather track, overcast weather, bit of shower activity. Rain is in the true spot. There are eight races. Warren Huntley has done the form. Morning, Warren.
Good morning, John.
Okay, we've got eight at Geelong. Can you find us a couple?
I'm sure we can. It's a pretty typical sort of synthetic track fare, I would say. I'm really interested to see the second race, a late-season two-year-old, and even despite scratchings, I think there's some nice horses to come out of that race, and I think we can navigate our way through the program. I'm pretty keen early and late, and hopefully we can splice a few in between.
Talking about late-season two-year-olds, what did you think about the win of Visayo on Saturday? It was a pretty strong effort over the 1,800.
It was. It was an interesting race, wasn't it? He seemed to travel nicely midfield, but then right on the line, I think maybe even his opposition were getting a little bit tired, but Nero Chin Chin was there to challenge him with a couple of hundred to go, and he surged the last couple of hundred metres or so. I mean, that obviously then earned a ballot-free ticket into the Derby. Sometimes we get to the Derby and we're struggling for a full field with both the Derby and the Oaks at that time of year, but he's got his ticket, and if that's the way Kieran Maher chooses to go, he can map out a path there, and he certainly looks progressive. Not easy to come out of a maiden victory and then win a race of that standard, and he did do it well, but I suppose the jury's out on how that's going to line up with our elite three-year-olds, but at the Derby, it's not always a case of being the most brilliant horse. Does give the indication that he'll run the trip.
Oh, that stamina is oh so important. Talking of stamina, the first race is over 2,200 at Geelong for the 3 years and up maiden on the all-weather. There are no scratchings. The mighty Quinn for Matt Kamani searching for win number one, 195 today. Yar McGee's at 550 with Tab Miss Matilda, 550. Hello, my friend, at 750. Can Mighty Quinn break the duck today, Warren?
I think it might be Quinny's day today. Let's hope that his namesake's enjoying a good day as well too, and that if he's backing him, he can salute. But I think he can, John. I think his runs this preparation have been good. He's obviously been a little bit frustrating being a 10-start maiden with six placings going into today, but I reckon last start he might have just found the front a little bit early over 2,400 metres, and he was just vulnerable late, but he didn't shirk the task. He was strong to the line. Going back through his preparation this time in, form through Absolute Heaven and Lime Kilns is just terrific form reference for this, and I think this race structures up pretty well for him with a couple rolling forward, and he might just be lobbing to a beautiful stalking spot and might be the chaser as they turn into the home straight here rather than the hunted as he was last start. Keen on him for head of six, Yamaji, who's solid to the line last start. Relatively recent addition to Jarron McLean's stable. The blinkers have gone on and out to this distance range is suitable. He's had the blinkers on for a run or two now. He's going well. Miss Matilda comes through the same form line as Mighty Quinn and was solid to the line there. She's very dour and she'll need a solid tempo up front. And hello, my friends. Form intertwines to some extent with Yamaji through Kansas City. Had the benefit of two runs. Just got to learn to pace herself that little bit better. Keen on four ahead of 6, 10 and 9.
4, 6, 10 and 9 in the opening event. Second event is a 2 years and up maiden over 1,100 metres. We lose 2, 3, 4, 8 and 13. Titan Blinders is your favourite, $2.90. All in Brawl, $4. Last Vein, $5. Tebow at $5. Coco Diablo is at $5.50. And Warren, that is where the betting ends, $20 or better the rest.
Really interesting race to me, John. Look, I'm tipping Titan Blinders, but he's not a push-button horse yet. He showed talent in his first preparation. His debut run actually showed talent when he didn't really know what he was doing, but then he ran well at his second start, then spelled after his next one. Recent jump out was encouraging. He was wide and under a bit of pressure making some ground, but Ronan's Rock was a horse near the inside who ran well behind Brutal in what's been a strong late season two-year-old race at Caulfield. So sometimes hard to extrapolate form through jump outs, but he's shown talent at the races, and I'm going to go with him. 5 Titan Blinders. 7 Coco Diablo in trials and jump outs. She's shown good tactical speed and really without being placed under pressure. I think she'll roll forward and I think she looks ready to go to the races and run well. Nick Smart Style, getting a run as an emergency, is a little bit over the odds. I liked a recent jump out, made some good improvement on the evidence of that since the one run that we've seen. And All in Brawl looks like a real ready-made running two-year-old and showed speed in an official trial recently. 5, 7, 14 and 1.
5, 7, 14 and 1 in race number 2. So we head to race number 3, which is 3 is an up maiden over 1,100 metres. I'm just looking for the fixed odds here. My screen is just frozen, Warren, so I'll get your tips and then get some odds for you.
I have no real confidence in this race at all, John, because the form of the raced horses is modest, and I haven't seen Queen of Thebes or Queen of Thimby that is on debut for the Greek Urel stable. So Around about 2 o'clock might be a nice time for a cup of tea for me. I'm going to tip Liberty's Torch, who I think can roll forward and in a modest race should give a sight somewhere near the speed. The best of Poolside Hamilton in the career to date is probably good enough, particularly a run at Mornington going back to last preparation to be in the mix, fitter for one run back from a spell. I haven't seen number 10, as I've mentioned, but it would not be a difficult race for a first starter to be competitive in. And I put 8 Just Susie in as next best, and I'm really not sure why. 3, 5, 10, 8.
3, 5, 10, and 8 in race number 3. I've got some computer problems here, Warren, so my apologies. We'll head to race number 4. Fillies and mares maiden over 1,300 metres.
Going to go with Miss Australia here at perhaps some value. I think she certainly showed good talent on debut and then maybe it's taken a while to come back. She only had two other runs in her first racing preparation and then another one run prep and spelled. I think the Thornton stable have always thought she's got some talent, and I thought the first up run was encouraging behind Gillette in a race that was controlled a little bit closer to the speed. In an even race, going to go with 7 ahead of 12, Western Supermare, trialled nicely at Flemington recently to make the debut for the Hayes and Dabernick stable, and strong to the line in that 800-metre jump out. Every indication 1,300 metres is a good kickoff point. To me, Cerebellum's Shane Teller, resuming here for the Besutton and Young stable on the fresh side, has run well before, and also freshened up has been Washington Lass, who's been consistent in her career to date, but a recent jump out with the blinkers on that go on today say that she might be just ready to go on the fresh side. 7, 12, 2 and 10.
7, 12, 2 and 10 in that race. Now, in that fourth event, one is scratching awfully bad luck with my computers here at the moment, Warren, so my apologies. Your favourite is Local Mistress, fixed at 370. Cerebellum is at 420, $7 then out to Washington Lass. So we head to race number 5, which is the first leg of the normal quaddy. It is over a distance of 1,200 metres. And the favourite is December at $3.10 with Tab. Pure Emotions at $4.60. Sasayura is at $4. And then Ipanema Girl is at $4.20. And your scratching here is number 3.
I was keen enough to play number 5, Pure Emotion, here on an each-way basis, John. She's trimmed up a little bit as the morning's gone on, but I think the race sets up with Sasayuri rolling forward, probably with Pure Emotion, and maybe the other horse that's in the market, December, not too far away from a favourable draw also, the others having to cross from that little bit outside December. But I think, as the market suggests, they get control of the race. And I just thought at the odds, Pure Emotion, particularly two runs back here, chasing Glaver, who has then gone on and run well at metropolitan level. It's a terrific form reference, and maybe the track over the border at Gawler last start was just a little bit damp, and just the race didn't set up that well. But back here, where she's run well on an up number of occasions, I'm going to go with number 5, Pure Emotion, ahead of Sasayuri, who will ride the speed and give a kick, not badly treated with the claim, and not as much pressure as we've seen in recent runs here, chasing tearaway leaders like Plateau Gold and Clear Signal. 6 December's the other one that I'll be including in the quaddy, and 2 Adelita. Maybe worth including as well too, because she's got talent and she'll be fitter for a first up run. 5 each way ahead of 1, 6 and 2.
5 each way, 1, 6 and 2 in race 5. On to race number 6 is the Benchmark 58 over 2,200 metres. Scratchings here are 13, 14 and 15. Little Langy is your favourite, racing consistently on the all-weather, 380. Music of the Night's 550. Rebel Rose at 650. L'Amour de ma vie at 750. Countess Delta is at 850.
I think a few of these have reached their mark, John, and look, maybe Rebel Rose is one of them also, but she's coming out of much stronger races, and I'm defaulting to the horses here that are coming out of the stronger races and faster races behind Mascolino. So Rebel Rose has had a really good grounding to be up to this distance range now in a modest Benchmark 58 after being well beaten but running good enough times to be the one to beat here behind Mascolino. I'm with 8 Rebel Rose ahead of 9 Music of the Night, who's another one who, although she's had a few starts, I don't think we've got to the bottom of yet, and I think getting out to this distance range suits. 7 Raziel was good winning a maiden last start, makes the obvious step here to the 58 grade, but stepping up that little bit more in trip looks like it might suit. And I'll put Little Lingy in as next best. I think there's just a little bit under the odds, but she's certainly got an affinity for racing on the synthetic tracks, either at Pakenham or Geelong. 8, 9, 7, 4.
8, 9, 7 and 4. So to race number 7, class 1 over 1,300 at Geelong, we take out number 5. Desidero is your favourite, 340 with Tab. Marching Orders, 350. Speak Softly at 5. Mantra Tricol at 7, then Finally Free is at 850, Warren.
Yeah, I think the market's identified the main chances, John. I'm going to go with Marching Orders. I thought he'd been building to that maiden victory last start, and just right out in the middle of the track, he was really strong at the line, and he might have been beaten by a horse with some upside in I Am Vinny without the best of luck at Pakenham the start before. So I'm going to go one ahead of six, Finally Free, who was good first run here this preparation and seems to have settled into the Victorian environment of Mark Sewers quite well. I think there's been merit in all of the runs to date. Fitter for that run, 1,200 metres behind Aloof, who's been going so well here and stepping up 100 metres suits. Desert Hero might be looking for further, but did enough first up and can be effective second up. And I don't know how you factor in Speak Softly, because the fact that the Hayes Dabney stable have pressed on with her tells me she's worth going on with. If you were assessing her on her runs three and four starts back, she'd probably be favourite. She was in tougher grade, but was just disappointing at her next two starts. But the fact that they're pressing on, I think you've probably got to include her. 1.628.
1.628, and we wrap it up with a benchmark 50 out at Geelong on the all-weather over 1,100. Warren, couple of scratchings, numbers 3 and 6 stay at home. Tab Fixed Odds favourite, Hysterics from the inside gate for Benny Thompson's even money, $2 with Tab. Dominant Ways at 5, Hawksmoor at 8, then Esprit Finale and Delightful Spirit at $10. Can the fave win the last?
No doubt, John. I think the scratching certainly have depleted the race. Both Red Gucci and Guess Again would have been well in my selections. I think it's made the race for number 5, Hysterics, who just dropped back to 1,000 metres last start from an inside draw. Just didn't get the best of luck at a crucial stage. Up that little bit in distance here to the 1,100 metres here and into a modest race. She's clearly the one to beat ahead of 11, Delightful Spirit, who was the picnic horse of the year, but the form intertwines with my top selection in Hysterics and is going well. 2, Son of Sammy. The last little bit of the 1,100 metres might be a query, but can roll along from an inside barrier draw and not do a lot of work to get there. And maybe for a Spleek Finale with the blinkers going on, next best. Looks a good race for 5 ahead of 11, 2 and 4.
5, 11, 2 and 4 in the lucky last at Geelong on the Syntho today. All right, Warren, best bet, Ruffy, Quaddy, play of the afternoon.
Let's give Quinny strength in the first, John. Best is race 1, number 4, Mighty Quinn. And Pure Emotion, although she's trimmed up a bit this morning, is the value for me. Race 5, number 5. For the Quaddy, first leg 1, 2, 5 and 6. Second leg 7, 8 and 9. Third leg 1, 2, 6 and 8. And home with just numbers 5 and 11, so a reasonably skinny Quaddy today. And the play of the day, I'm going to top and tail the meeting with the two of the best bets that I think. Race 1, number 4, Mighty Quinn, all up into race 8, number 5, Hysterics.
1-4 and 8-5, that's the way to get some money at Geelong. Good luck, Warren.
Thanks, John.
Warren Huntley with his thoughts on the all-weather meeting at Geelong.